Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity, and to do that, we'll visit with Blake Kopitz from the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, Blake, it was a holiday-shortened week, had Thursday off. It was a short session yesterday. Give us the numbers. Where did we end for the grains yesterday compared to a week ago?
We ended the week lower across the board. December 18, corn finished at 359. That was down 5 3/4. New crop, December 19, corn finished at 395 and a quarter. That was down 2 3/4. January beans were off 11.5 cents on the week at 880 3/4. November beans finished at 930, down 6 3/4. In December, Kansas City wheat led the complex lower, closing down 21.5 cents at 461 1/4.
All right, so a little bit of weakness in the grains here this week. You think it's just kind of squaring ahead of the G20 summit, or what's the attitude of the markets here recently?
Yeah, I would argue that last week's or this week's trade was more a product of money flow. You have option expiration on Friday, and that can cause some goofy trade. And then Trump visiting with President Xi of China. That's always a wild card. For beans, they seem to be consolidating a little bit, that their swings are political based. There's positive headlines and then negative headlines and just swinging back and forth. Corn fundamentally seems to be quiet. Wheat fundamentally seems like a good buy or a good value here. That should be good as far as export demand goes, but funds have been relentless sellers, it seems like, lately, and tough to catch a falling knife in that market at the moment.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Now, if there is a good thing to be said about the markets, it is that there's been some pretty strong basis here, right?
Yeah, the last week or so, we've actually moved quite a bit of cash corn and beans. Basis really firmed up, especially from harvest values and in some spots, clear from western Nebraska to the ethanol markets out east. We've had a pretty good crop, and I don't know why basis firmed up, but it's not necessarily our job to know why. We just have to take action and take advantage of it when it does, and not knowing what that reason is, just keep an eye out there. Basis can really firm up, especially around the holidays when a lot of people aren't too excited about moving corn or beans, especially with the large crop we had. Those numbers could come few and far between.
All right, the cattle on feed report, I know you watched that pretty close. Numbers were considered friendly for the livestock trade, but I'm reading some stories and some people are calling this a supply issue, and it could hurt feed demand moving forward. What'd you make of this week's report?
I think the report was friendly, especially against estimates. The most friendly number of it was placements. They were 5% below expectations. It came in at 94%. And you're right on the supply. You got to keep in mind, as friendly as that was, on feed came in at 103%, although that was lower than expectation. It's still the largest since 2011. But demand is still fired up. I think a lot of people underestimate that. And I think you're just going to see a big supply versus big demand market. So supply is going to keep a lid on it. I'm kind of friendly to the market, especially with the cash trade firming up this week. And I think 114 might be the low for a little bit. But supply will keep a lid on it. I don't expect a rip-roaring rally. And I think the demand will keep a floor under it as well.
All right, very good. One other thing we want to hit on, I guess, and that would be maybe some unpriced bushels. If production was a little higher, you have some unhedged bushels right now. What's kind of a strategy maybe to get some of those priced, Blake?
We didn't overthink it too much. We like a three-way option spread, buy a put, sell a put, sell a call, get that on for anywhere from 3 to 5 cents, possibly including commissions. That gives you protection 20 to 30 cents to the downside, gives you upside 20 to 30 cents to the upside. Just get some protection on those bushels, pick up the carry, and then it's going to be time to look at hedging next year's crop on any more rallies too.
All right, very good. Thanks so much for the insight. That's Blake Kopitz at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, you can call them toll-free at 866-574-2724. They're also online at agriskconsulting.net. You're listening to the Rural Radio Network. Chad Moyer reporting.